Well, this Memorial Day weekend, I can't think of a better guest than Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who joins me now. Dan Rooney, Air Force F-16 fighter pilot, completed 3 combat tour of duties, also a Class A PGA professional, which I don't think anybody else has both qualifications there, fighter pilot and a PGA professional, particularly Class A, author, founder of Folds of Honor. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, thanks so much for joining me.
And so blessed to be with you as we head into Patriot Golf Days and Memorial Day weekend and golf's most heroic round, and just excited to share a few stories on why people need to get out and play golf this weekend and make a donation to support Folds of Honor and PGA Hope, and just blessed to be with you.
So Folds of Honor, boy, I remember when you first started that. Has it been 15 years?
Yeah, so 14 and a half years.
Wow.
And, you know, we just celebrated kind of this divine karma moment at the PGA Championship. And it all started at Southern Hills in 2007. I took David Faraday up for an F-16 ride, and they aired this special on CBS Sports. And, you know, we had this dream of creating this real moment of impact and unity in the game of golf called Patriot Golf Days, but I had no idea if it would work. If Folds of Honor would work. I mean, I was sitting above my garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Grassroots does not begin to describe the humble beginnings. And I remember, you know, CBS, and they aired the special like on Wednesday, and they got such a good response. They were like, man, we're going to put this on Sunday. And Tiger happened to be in the final group, and it was like the third hole. So they had record audiences tuned in, and they ran this special with David Faraday and I and the F-16, and Faraday and Jim Nance are going back and forth. And the big call to action was sign up your golf course for Patriot Golf Day. And as golfers, go play golf. And we signed up over 3,000 golf courses, and we raised over $1 million. And I'm literally, so I'm at my house and bags of mail are coming to my house, right? You talk about this on my personal anthem in life, go before you're ready, right? You're never going to have it figured out, man. Just go. No better example of that than this. And so figuring it out as we went along, but it all started at Southern Hills. So it's really a kind of circular, nostalgic reflection moment for us as we head into this Memorial Day.
Well, congratulations on all the success, you and your team. And I understand that literally all the golf organizations have joined in the efforts.
Yeah, a huge year. And I would say you're either growing, you're getting better, or you're going backwards in life. And, you know, thankfully, Patriot Golf Day continues to grow. We had a huge announcement a few weeks ago. The USGA, the PGA Tour, and LPGA joined our coalition in official support of Patriot Golf Days and is promoting it. And I just, if you would have told that 35-year-old kid, as I'm getting ready to be 50 here in December this year, time does fly. But if you would have told me that we would have organizations of that stature and the biggest folks in the game and players behind this idea, I scratched down on a piece of paper above my garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, I would have, you know, certainly shaking my head and said, yeah, man, there's no way. But it's a testament that all things are possible when God is on your side and you're doing things the right way and in life. And we've just witnessed such tremendous grace on this journey.
So Patriot Golf Days taking place this weekend, literally all over the country, and PGA pros are directly involved, right?
Yeah, us as a Class A pro, I'm the perfect example. There's 28,000 of us, the boots on the ground, if you will, for Patriot Golf Days that encourage people to play golf over Memorial Day weekend. And we've got, you know, a couple thousand official Patriot Golf Day sites, which are great. They put collateral up and posters and let people know that they should be playing golf. But the most important thing is, go play golf this weekend. Go to patriotgolfdays.com on your smartphone. It's 2 buttons and make a donation to say thank you for your freedom. And, you know, and I'm all about it, right? We're going to have a barbecue this weekend and drink some cold Budweisers and have fun. But I just encourage people to remember what this holiday is really about. and it's a reverent holiday. There's 1.1 million veterans who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And this is the moment we stop as a country and recognize and honor that sacrifice. And no better way to do that than to make a donation to support these families, to bring veterans to the game of golf, than just a great way to say thank you, right? For our freedoms. And there's 0.5% of this country that woke up this morning willing to give their lives for our freedoms. And we don't have to be in the military to serve. And honestly, some of the greatest patriots I've ever met never put on a uniform. You know, my dear brother in Christ, Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA of America, is, you know, rallying so many people behind this and kind of re-energizing the efforts for Patriot Golf Day. But a perfect example of how we can all serve and give back to these military men and women that have sacrificed so much for our freedoms.
I know there are so many veterans who say that golf has really saved their life, connecting to golf. Chad Pfeiffer is a good friend, Army corporal who lost his leg, and credits golf really for saving his life. And boy, talk about golf. He's such a good player that he plays in a lot of these, you know, professional celebrity charity tournaments. So I'm sure you hear it all the time, Dan, that, you know, golf is really a lifesaver.
It is. It is a modality, and Chad's an amazing guy, dear friend of mine. But the sad story is we have 20 veterans a day that are taking their own lives to suicide, 20 per day, which is way more than we ever lost on the battlefields of Iraq, Afghanistan. And golf has proven to be a modality to help stem that tide. And my buddy Chris Nowak says it best. He was like, you know, when I go out and I play golf, there are 100 times during that round that I don't have to think about all the stuff that burdens me in my life. And we know that as golfers, the world stops when you're over a golf shot and the ball is in the air. And it's healing lots of hearts and minds for veterans. And is, you know, such a powerful modality, as I said. And Patriot Golf Days goes to support PGA Hope, which is, that's what they do, and the Folds of Honor, and really the force multiplier effect of us coming together with PGA Hope is it is the most holistic, most impactful military program in the world. And so when people go out and play golf, they want to make a difference, they want to support our military, there's no better place to donate than these two organizations.
And the Folds of Honor, which you created, as we said, almost 15 years ago, providing educational scholarships to spouses and children of military members who have fallen or have been disabled. So that mission continues. And talk a little bit about the growth and how many people you've been able to support.
Yeah, it's, again, hard to believe from an F-16 ride with David Faraday in my backseat at the PGA Championship in 2007. My, how time flies, right? But 35,000 recipients now, $160 million out the door in life-changing educational scholarships to spouses and children who've had someone killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And really, too, and one of the points we've talked about at the PGA Championship was the impact we're having in the minority space too. Almost 41% of our recipients are minorities. It's about 15,000 minorities that we have sent to school. And as our country and our game of golf, right, struggles to find a positive path and a lasting path to equality, I can think of no better bridge to get there than through education. So while golf as itself may not look like America in our diversity, we're harnessing the benevolent hearts of the game of golf to have a direct impact on equality in our country. And again, one more reason to love the opportunity to go play golf this weekend, right? It is golf's most heroic round. It is the day that you tee it up. That's not for yourself, but for those who have defended our freedoms and their families. You can visit patriotgolfdays.com on your smartphone, make a small donation, and collectively across this country, sea to shining sea, right? We'll raise millions of dollars. And one of the things I love about this weekend too, it's in a country that's so divisive, right? Everything has to be a red or a blue issue, that this is red, white, and blue. Man, we come together, we unify around the game we love and our military and the sacrifices that they have made for our freedoms.
I love that. Unity is key, right? So F-16, you're still flying, right?
I am still in the United States Air Force Reserves. Yes, ma'am. So Top Gun comes out this weekend. So we're going to totally shift. My job the last 6 years, I've been an aggressor pilot in the United States Air Force. So basically, I'm like Viper in Top Gun. So that's what I do. We use this, our Proverbs 27 kind of governs our squadron, but iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens another. And I was just talking to Colt Nost, so excited for Top Gun 2 to come out, because the flying footage is going to be incredible, right? And I always try to explain to my wife and my five daughters and my parents and my friends, you know, what's it like to fly in a fighter jet? And this is going to be the best opportunity for people to get a sense of what that is really like. You know, the cinematography, the training behind the scenes, everything that they did to make Top Gun 2 realistic is going to be such an awesome glimpse into, you know, my world of the supersonic fighter jet, and getting to share that with my family and friends so they have a little bit of an idea of, man, what dad does out there.
So I didn't know you were involved with that.
Cool.
Dan, were you involved with them?
No, was not involved with the movie.
Oh, you were? Okay.
No, I was not, but I'm just excited that. I know a lot of how it was made, the cinematography, all that, and the world is getting ready to, you know, literally climb into the cockpit existentially to the best level that has ever been demonstrated on the big screen. So cool. Everybody go watch it. It's incredible.
So as a Class A PGA golf professional and a fighter pilot, right? What's more thrilling for you? It has to be flying in an F-16 or scoring an ace I don't know how many holes and ones you've had, but.
Yeah, I've had a couple. And so that's certainly up there. You know, I love them for different reasons. Right. And thankfully you don't have to choose. Right. I get to do both. I was 12 years old. That was my dream. And God has blessed me in such extraordinary ways. I was like, I want to write my own job description, create my own reality. I want to be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. And I've just been so blessed to be able to spend the last 20 plus years doing both of those things. And, you know, it's always fun. And, you know, our dreams and how they align and what God's plan is. And looking back, obviously very clear, it gave me a unique perspective and maybe some street cred to create Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Days, and how these things have come together ultimately. Not for me, but for the 35,000 families we've been able to support. That's the most rewarding part of this journey. And, you know, obviously love teeing it up, and I'll be out playing golf this weekend. And my wife doesn't even complain. And that's the other thing. This is a huge hall pass for all the golfers out there listening. You'll be like, hey, my country needs me. I have to go play golf, the lawn, the pool. It'll all wait. I'll be back. And so it's a hall pass for all of us to play
for
golf.
For men and
weekend.
Women, I hope.
Amen. Everybody loves this game, man. Tee it up. Your country needs you.
So your headquarters are in Oklahoma.
Tell me about the golf course. It's an amazing place. God, country, and golf. Started this like everything in my life. $0 in a dream. Been here 11 years. Place called the Patriot Golf Club. Robert Trent Jones Jr. designed it. Incredible track with great relative elevation, kind of through woods and streams. And it's just a beautiful walk through nature. But our Folds headquarters is located here on the campus. We've got lodging. It's just a really special place. And so blessed. I was sitting on the back deck with a couple of folks in the golf industry at the PGA Championship. And they were like, man, this is your home. And I'm like, yeah, you know why I never want to leave. Unfortunately, I travel a lot, but when I'm home, we just have the most beautiful place. And as I said, the spirits, God, country, and golf in that order. And it's a great unifier of people. We raise millions of dollars directly through our club and our membership here for Folds of Honor. So it's really the manifestation of combining who I am with what I do here at the Patriot.
So Dan, if there are clubs in the New York metropolitan area who want to connect and host Patriot Day next year, and if there are PGA pros who want to get involved, what do they have to do?
They all know, man. Met Section is a great supporter of what we do, but register at patriotgolfdays.com and fly that flag, right? Let Americans and golfers play the most heroic round. PGA of America, golf professionals, Met Section has been phenomenally supportive for the last 14 years and continue to do so. But obviously we got tons of golfers up there in the New York, New Jersey, Long Island area. Man, go play golf this weekend. Your country needs you. Heck, you can go play next week if you're already doing something this weekend. Visit patriotgolfdays.com. Make a donation to support Folds of Honor and PGA Hope when you go tee it up.
I love the motto, go before you're ready. I think we should all do that and take a risk now and then, right? And just go for it.
Yeah, every day take a risk, right? Just go.
Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, thanks so much. Continued success and have a wonderful Memorial Day on Monday.
God bless you and God bless all the men and women that serve our country with great courage. And just appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat as always, Ann.
Thanks so much.